Good morning. I want to share with you, we're learning Chayorim Chal Chavdala, Simulam and Aleph. And before we go through the Nusach that he gives us the abridged version of each one of the brachas, so you mentioned yesterday that the Gemara asked the question, why can't you say Havinenu and insert Havdalah in the proper place in Havinenu, corresponding to where you would say it in Shemoneh Esrei? So the Gemara says Kasha. It's a good question. So Rebbeinu Yonah says that since it said the word Kasha, not Tiyufta, means Halacha remains that it's still true. And it's not refuted, it didn't say Tiyufta, but it's a question. Rebbeinu Yonah actually takes it a step further and he says, I'm going to make a suggestion what I think the answer is. When the Mor says the word Kasha, the Mor is saying there really is an answer. And whatever reason, the Mor did not feel a need to explain what the answer is. But we can give an answer. So the Rebbeinu Yonah says, I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer is, I'll suggest what the answer is. Is if we would say, since every one of these phrases is a condensed version of one of the brachas, if we would insert Havdalah b'chayin ha'do'as, we would actually think that there's a separate bracha for Havdalah. Now, there is an opinion of Rabbi Kiva and the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva holds that actually Havdalah is said as a separate bracha. And Motzei Shabbos, you do not say, they used to say 18 or 19 brachas, you would say one more, you would say 20 brachas, you would say a special bracha for Havdalah. So we don't want you saying Havdalah, because people are going to conclude that if it's here, and this, all these other ones are an act of an abridged version of a bracha, so Havdalah is also an abridged version of a bracha. So it must be there's a separate bracha for Havdalah, and that's not true. So he says, we have a rule, whenever we say a me'ain gimel, a me'ain of something else, we only say a me'ain of brachas. Because if we would say amen or anything else, people would assume that that's also something which, when you say the full version, you say it in its own bracha form, which would be misleading and not true. So based on that, there's a famous piece of the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav pointed out that when we say the main gimel of Alamichya, so really it's main dalet, because we now have a part which is main, the last bracha of Atayim Meitiv as well. But there's something interesting that we do not, we make an insertion for Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh, for Yom Tov, for Rosh Hashanah, but we do not make an insertion for Purim and Chanukah. Furthermore, if you look at the Nusach of where we insert those things, normally we insert them in the third bracha of benching. We introduce Yalav Yavoy, we introduce Ritzei. Over here, we sort of finished the part which corresponds to the third bracha. We've talked about rebuilding and bringing us back and us benefiting from the bounty of Eretz Yisrael. Then, that corresponds to the fourth bracha. And right there, between the part which corresponds to the third and it corresponds to the fourth, we make the insertions. So it's not really being inserted in the right place. She says, furthermore, according to Rebbeinu Yonah, how do we insert anything? It has to correspond to a bracha. We're making an insertion which doesn't correspond to a bracha. So he says, well, I just answered my question. Because the halacha is, in benching, if a person forgot Yalav Yavoh, or forgot Ritzei, and he finished B'nei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amein, but he did not start the next bracha, so the halacha is you insert it over there, but you do not insert Yalav Yavoh or Ritzei. What you insert is a special nusach of an independent bracha that you say for Rosh Chodesh, for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, etc. And each one has its own nusach of bracha that we say. And as it actually, we actually add a bracha to benching. So we said the first three brachas. We said the special bracha about Shabbos or about Rosh Chodesh or about Yom Tov, and then we continue with the fourth bracha. If a person already started the fourth bracha and he already said the words bracha damashal kenem el chalam akel, he already started the fourth bracha, so then in some scenarios he has to go back to the beginning of benching. In some scenarios he just continues, depending on what Rosh Chodesh, you just continue. Shabbat, the first two meals you have to go back, the third meal you just continue, and Yom Tov you have to go back, etc. So it comes out that there is a bracha for these different Yomim Tovim, not for Chanukah and not for Purim, but for Shabbos, for Rosh Chodesh, and for Yom Tov. So we insert in between the third and fourth bracha, or the abridged version of the third and fourth bracha of Alamichya, that's exactly where we insert these mentioned, only these, because these have a bracha that you're saying a me'ain of the bracha of those Now, if you look at the actual nusach of those, we talk about simchena b'yom hachag. In Yalu Yom, there's no language of simcha, but in the bracha that we say when we forget Yalav Yavar, in that bracha we actually mention Simcha. So it corresponds to what the actual nusach of the bracha which is said over there. So we're not actually inserting a me'ain of Yalav Yavar or me'ain of Ritzei. We're actually inserting a me'ain, a shorter version of the bracha that you say when you forget Yalav Yavar or Ritzei, which is placed between the third and fourth bracha, specifically for Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov, but not for Chanukah and Purim. They do not have such a bracha, and therefore they cannot be inserted in Alamichya, which is a me'ain. You cannot insert a me'ain of something which is not a bracha. Have a good day.